Hello, my name is Sam Dunnewald, and I am the host of Dice Exploder, the Emmy-nominated podcast all about RPG design right here on the Many-Sided Network. And after years of interviews and ideation with some of the best designers in RPGs, my first print game is coming to Kickstarter. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes, a John Wick-inspired game about getting your bloody revenge. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a game about standing in the shadow of a skyscraper in the pouring rain, bathed in bubblegum neon and someone else's blood, staring down at the man who ruined your life all those years ago, raising the barrel of a gun and asking, "Will you pull the trigger?" Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a one-shot capsule game box set deck builder RPG, and you can follow it right now on Kickstarter. Back Band-Aids and Bullet Holes on May 5th.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to part two of Lock and Key, our Blades in the Dark in-person recorded two-shot, I guess, not a one-shot, huh? Because we're releasing it in two parts. I hope that you enjoyed part one. I hope you'll continue to enjoy part two. If you are not watching it with your eyeballs and you are just listening with your earballs, I just wanted to remind you, you can, in fact, look at it with your eyes, either with ads on our YouTube over at Unprepared Casters, that's what we are on YouTube, or without ads on our Patreon for all tiers, patreon.com/unpreparedcasters. As far as things to look forward to in the very near future, on an upcoming Monday, you are going to be receiving a trailer for the next full-length Unprepared Casters arc of podcasting. I hope you're excited, because I'm deeply excited, but I do not wish to keep you from the execution of the heist you watched us plan, so enjoy the show.
Here's where we flash forward. You all are in the pub having a good time, maybe a slightly tense and confrontational time between a couple of you. But we're not going to get into that conversation here. We'll deal with that later. Mm-hmm. We cut forward. And here is the scene. What is your name? The Widow is standing with your arm outstretched in front of a crowd. You've commanded this carriage to stop. You are in the middle of the road. It is lined on either side. There is a sort of parade processional happening. You have correctly identified which one of the carriages has the actual key. Mm-hmm. Usually people like bet on it and everyone shows up wherever. So all of these five paths are equally as busy and rambunctious. But this is the only one that has stopped. As you put your hand out there, doctor, the good doctor, but you're just doctor, Sarcophany. What have you done to cause a sort of, excitement display?
I'm fully thinking like fog machines. Mm-hmm. I've got the appearance is met with like a...
Fake coins are falling down.
Yeah. It's like, it's a whole, like, Taylor Swift is on stage now.
Yes.
Eras tour. I would love to use my alchemist ability to try and find, like, get weird little things. So, one of my items is a bandolier, which I have a whole bunch of stuff that I can put in it. And I don't plan what I put in it. I just use it and then say in it before. And I would like, what would you even call it? Theater ambiance? Is it?
Yeah.
I make an alchemical concoction called ambience.
Yes.
And I kind of throw it onto the ground.
And a bunch of like cool lights and sparkles
effects.
And like some ambient like audience like ooze, like just murmurs and things. Even though the crowd is pretty loud, with the widow's sudden appearance, it has hushed a bit as people are a little bit caught off guard as you throw this concoction. It explodes in sound. People are disoriented, excited, confused. Maybe this is just a thing they're doing now.
Yes.
Go ahead and give me some alchemy.
Yeah, so I get four dice for this.
That's so many.
Plus my alchemist.
It's more than three.
We got a six.
Ooh, got a six.
Yes.
That's perfect.
And with it. In this quiet, these explosion colored smoke pop up throughout the crowd. It extends very far in either direction, both delighting the spectators and also obscuring your movement, except for those who are immediately around you in the vicinity, a clear area between you and the cart. Mm-hmm. There are fireworks and streamers exploding. The crowd is enraptured, entirely believing, okay, so this is what we're doing now. We're really like sprucing it up. Finally, we do the same thing every single year. We just come out here because we're all off work. Like, what else are we going to do? There are sparkles. There are sounds. The imitations of cheers encourage other people to cheer. You now have noise. You have sight obscured. You have like the smells of like cinnamon and street pastries as if they have just passed through. What are you all doing in this moment?
I'm addressing the crowd, obviously.
And what do you say as this these beautiful explosions soar, this alchemical concoction you breathe in and your voice is amplified?
Poor people of Malum.
Broke bitches and everyone else.
May you rise to the occasion. A life of luxury is yours if you're willing to reach out and take it. Love you.
So you meant poor like broke. I thought maybe you meant like...
No, to all these broke bitches all and their broke best friends.
Yeah.
I would love you. I would say you should roll sway.
Okay.
Or you could flashback and take some stress to see how this works out for you.
Oh, I'd love to take some stress.
Yeah, okay. So,
I think that's
when
fun.
You flashback, you roll for an action in the past that impacts your current situation.
Okay.
So what have you done previously to prepare you for this moment?
I probably like called my girlfriend who I've been fighting with.
Yeah.
To get a pep talk from her, but we've been fighting, so it just didn't go well at all. And made things way worse.
The pep talk?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that helps you here?
That helps you here.
I think it's like I'm gonna do it to prove something.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
That fire in me.
I love it.
Which will quickly crumble, but
yeah,
spicy.
But in the moment it feels
is
good.
That how I learned you've been fighting with your girlfriend?
Yeah, probably you overheard
the
conversation.
We're in a good spot.
She
now,
wants to buy a house and I just am not ready, and
oh
it's
my
just
god
really stressful.
Yeah, okay, so I'm trying to think like what action that is, right?
It's a conversation,
so you could say sway. Consort, perhaps? Yeah, I think that would make sense.
Good.
Okay,
say that word. Okay.
So you can throw three dice.
Yeah, it's. I guess, I don't know, I guess it's an action, so it'd be consort. Since it's a verb.
Consort. Mm. I'm consorting.
Oh!
You got a
six.
Six.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, for sure, the conversation was atrocious. Mm-hmm. It was one of those that I'm going to say it from the perspective of what Aster overhears.
Okay.
So it's like kind of quiet at first, and then it sort of escalates in anger, and then tears, and then anger again, and then passive aggression, back to quiet, back to passive aggression, and an abrupt end. It's sort of the cycle that you're thinking back to that. Yeah. You're thinking back to that as you're delivering the speech, reaching out to the poor people of Mal. And that really lights a fire under you.
It does, yeah.
Succeeding out of spite.
Always.
Yeah. And I think in that succeeding out of spite really resonates with the people who are looking to you now as you've kind of promised them deliverance from...
Rise.
Yeah.
Rise.
You're just giving them prosperity gospel.
Rise. Where's your anger?
Where's your anger? Rise.
Where's your rage?
Also, I forgot to note this, but as the
inciting a riot,
I've been kind of like standing to the side, just posing grandly behind her.
Yeah. What are you, so as you're posing grandly, your patron goddess has just instructed the people to rise against...
Yes.
Poverty?
Yeah.
pull yourself up by the bootstraps, baby.
Live for grandeur, live for luxury.
Yes.
Riches for all.
Yes.
Embrace your inner wealth. For you are poor.
Just subscribe to our 5-part class and we too can unlock the secrets of divine prosperity. Buy
come
my
and
book.
Receive, ye people.
Receive.
Ye poor people.
Receive.
Just like this as like the fake gold is like flying around everywhere. Yeah.
Flourish. Flourish. Pose.
I am going to say, if you'd like to, you could roll, but I think this works. Like, you're telling people, like, you're telling people you've stopped it. You've had a lot of magic happen. Mm-hmm. You're saying rise from the ashes of not disposable income.
Yes.
And someone is throwing gold at people that always sells well.
I would like to roll just for me, because if it doesn't go well, I would like to take some stress for the sake of my ego.
That is so reasonable.
Yeah. Did I take stress
for the flashback?
Yes, I would say that would be one stress, because it is a complex, it's an unlikely opportunity.
Oh,
it takes you a lot, because there aren't cell phones, so it actually is quite a bit of work to like
contact her
like magically, and then to have that be the outcome.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, roll for ego.
Oh,
1 and a 3. Oh, oh no, my
delicious.
Ego.
Oh, God. Okay, here's the thing. You're going through and you are selling it. You're throwing the gold at people.
Huzzah.
And they're happily taking the gold, but they're not like, they're really just looking at Quinn here.
Nobody's looking
and
at
they're
me.
They're kind of taking the money. And you get the sense that maybe
my
the message
grandeur.
Isn't quite resonating as much as you want. So it is like working, but like you're not getting the attention out of it.
Why is no one perceiving me? But I'm the main Oh, fine.
So, as this is happening, quick question. Anyone want to try and steal the key?
Yeah, I'd love to get in there.
In tag team with that, I would like to flashback that previous to this, I had been frequenting where the, city guard that are going with these groups, their bar, to spread rumors that a goddess may arrive on the day, and they should really like be ready to present the key to be blessed. And the way I went about that is we would go out to a bar, and then I had figured out who would be on this one, I would point them out as really hot.
Oh, and I just like, do my thing.
Yeah.
Understandable. Am I flashing back with you, then?
Yes, we're together.
Okay, yes.
And so,
we're flashing back together.
And so as you're flirting, then I'd be like, oh my God, did you hear about the goddess? And I would just be spreading those rumors. So they kind of are more easily ready.
Also, okay. I'm taking a stress from my ego.
Yes, correct. Okay. Yeah.
One stress.
Yeah. Okay, so as you flash back to a conversation with the guards, how does this pitch go?
The pitch is...
Pretend I'm a guard.
So...
I'm a hot lady. And strong. And, like, really buff.
Oh, my God.
And you're like, yeah, really,
just
how did you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, she's got a sword.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I love swords.
You have such a big sword.
Big swords.
Did you hear that a goddess might be making an appearance?
Which
at
one?
The key? Oh my God, the one of luxury. Of course, it's a big, beautiful key.
Oh, I don't think I've heard of that.
Oh my God. Like, I just think it's so cool that might happen. Also, have you met my friend here?
Hello. Charmed.
I'm sure.
Oh, I meant, yes, naturally I am charmed. But yes, would you like to take a drink at the Nasty Mole? Actually, I know a better place. The Divine Splendor.
Divine Splendor.
I met a lovely priestess there.
Oh. Are you,
Oh, no.
Person?
Oh. Yes? Yes? Yes, naturally.
You'll be the one being worshipped, let me tell you.
Okay, interesting. Well, I'd be more than happy to let you buy me a drink and tell me everything you know about luxury.
Come along.
And she goes along with you. Okay, so you've been flirting up all of the guards.
Yeah.
telling them about the, mm-hmm. the
well,
goddess coming.
Me to flirt up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's been a tag team situation. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, I told like all of the people that work at those bars so that they'll be talking about it. So I've just been like, I've been doing a rumor mill situation.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So the guards who are, so there's a like walking procession around the carriages. It's passing through very mm-hmm. slowly. You have the two who are at the front. One is driving the carriage. The other seems to be some sort of magic user.
Beautiful.
Who is standing guard, I guess. Mm-hmm. They're guards. and then you have a couple people off in the back end of the carriage. Mm-hmm. As soon as the widow mm-hmm. holds her hand up, instructs everyone to stop, you see many of these guards look to each other and kneel.
And thank you. And,
just enthralled because they believe this is an actual god. That happens. Yeah. And they don't want to be caught slacking. The one who drives the carriage, who has already stopped because you were standing in the way, seems to relax a little bit as if he's not planning to immediately go around you, especially seeing that the other guards here are not mm-hmm. apprehending this person, is a little confused, maybe just doesn't get out very much.
I would like to, as an additional spice, I have trance powder, and I would like to, using, we had a discussion earlier, mm-hmm. you have a t-shirt cannon-like thing that shoots out, and I want to have, like, that as a device and shoot out trance powder.
You absolutely can. You will take 2 stress from your elaborate plan to seed religion, I guess.
Am I taking stress since we flash back together?
Yes. I'll say one stress for you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm having fun. So
you're just having fun. You're not really doing the plan thing. You're just kind of pointed to someone to seduce and you're like, okay, let's go.
It's just something I would do anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Naturally.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you are... So you had a conversation about the t-shirt cannon?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Love to hear how that goes.
Little powder cannon. It's... So, I see you shoot other things in the sky. I have
every day.
I have a little something special. Mm-hmm. It's this, and I bring out, like, this big, like, dramatic, like, bag of, like, white powder, and I'm just like...
Oh!
No, not that.
Oh.
It puts you, it's like puts people into like a trance. And so very susceptible, think it'll work great on the guards. But I need to get it like in their faces, but in a pretty way that goes with all your show.
We could mix it with glitter, edible glitter. And then it just looks like kind of like a big moment with the god arriving. And yes, that works. I can make that.
Phenomenal.
Absolutely. I also, No, yes, that will work. I'm wondering if I can add on something, if there's anything else to make this extra...
Like a bright, dazzling light, so that like when it comes out of whatever it is, they don't see the mechanics of it. They just see a flash of beauty and divine.
Yes. Oh, okay. Beautiful. So we work it into the show of it
the
all.
The show. Beautiful.
Perfect. Okay. Amazing. Yes. I will get on making the cannon look like a branch, like twigs in the tree line. Phenomenal. I'm very good at making things look like trees.
Practice. Yes.
Like a house, per se.
Yeah.
This is like a house or a pipe.
Did your wife love trees?
Why do we always have to bring that up?
It's the most interesting thing about you.
My children are the Spy Kids.
And your wife's a cleric who's fucked the guy that lives in your guest room. That is unfortunately.
It's wild how no matter where they are, they always say whoopsie. I can hear it whenever I bring it up. I was in therapy the other day and they kept saying whoopsie behind me.
So you hear a lot of voices.
Yes, but they've been with me forever.
How does that make you feel?
Sometimes scared, sometimes it reminds me of, you know, that fateful day when I came home from working my my like second month without having a day off and working late all the time. And then I came home and then none of my wife's stuff was there.
It's always I when you speak. It's like never.
It's good to use I feel statements in therapy. That's good.
Yes. And also, you know, I take responsibility for the fact that she doesn't love me anymore. But I still love her, and I still think we can make this work.
To be perfectly clear, she doesn't love me still.
I should have some stake in my children's lives.
Mm-hmm. Our parents would never say that.
And look at you, Tunde.
Okay.
Great, yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Enough treehouse rules, good doctor. Okay. So
this is my therapist's office. I am waiting for them to sit down.
You shouldn't have told us where it was if you didn't want us to come with.
I love that this insinuates we had the like t-shirt gun conversation as you were there.
Yes, I do want to talk. I am just going to therapy. Do you want to just walk with me?
Yeah, yeah. We walk in front, everyone else is trailing behind.
Not you flashbacking in your flashback. Also for the folks at home, that was an alchemy roll.
Yes, it is.
Holy obviously. Shit.
Obviously.
Five.
Yeah, so through all of that, after that whole conversation, therapy, at some point, presumably between then and now, you fashioned yourselves a t-shirt cannon. I was initially just going to have you take the stress for initiating the action, but that seemed kind of stressful for you.
It was bad for me.
So I'm going to say two stress because it involved therapy.
Do I get more stress because I was involved in that? Because I had my thing with there and then...
Did you already mark the stress from earlier?
Earlier, yes.
This is new stress.
New stress? How many stress?
I'll give you was stress.
Was stress.
That was two for you.
Yeah, I got that.
I'm at zero stress. I am so chill.
Aster is actually having a great time.
Well, you're the thief. You have to make the switch.
And I will when we get there.
Okay, speaking of which, here's where everyone is. You are in the crowd. You're shooting trance powder. How does that work?
So it was a part of the whole setup. So basically, working with the doctor.
You have a gun that looks like a tree branch.
Yeah. So I basically made it look that I'm like leaning against a tree because we had fashioned it to a tree earlier to make sure it's in the right position. Staged. And so I'm looking at people if they're making eye contact with me. And then I like lean up and I'm like, touch the branch, but I'm hitting a button. But they don't know I'm hitting a button because I'm making so much eye contact with them.
So true. You're doing that. You are rallying the people. Although, as you do that, one of the guards does catch your eye and is a little... You are addressing the populace. You are rigging the explosives, which means there's but one person left to steal the key.
Yeah, to like do the thing right here.
Yeah, my best friend.
So
you're friend zoning me. We're twins.
Yeah.
I don't like where that's going.
I'm being put into the zone of friendship. I don't understand why this is a problem.
Ah. Different meanings, I suppose.
No Game of Thrones, please.
Ow!
Ah!
Your horns, Quinn!
Fraud.
The people gasp at you. No. So, Haley.
Yeah.
What is Aster doing? Everything has been set up. This is entirely staged. All the people who you want to be looking away are not paying attention. Mm.
This is crazy because it's not just a swapsies, right? It's also like they're trying to bring a key out to Quinn. Like that's also part of it.
No, that's not happening.
Not happening.
They've just told Quinn has just gotten everyone to stop and has encouraged people to rise up. They're focused on Quinn. They're focused on the fireworks and they're also kind of trance. So they're all a little bit out of it. Love it's really vibes heavy is what's happened here.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the carriage, the vehicle and just chat up the driver and try to convince them to join our cult, presumably.
That must be a clean sway.
Clean sway. That's a two. Okay, we got this.
Beautiful.
Five.
Okay.
What do you say to the driver?
Do you believe in wealth and riches? Do you want more out of your life? What's your salary?
Well, you know, I just make, you know, standard scale for the city guard.
Well, may I interest you in... And I, like, sleight of hand some coins into my hand. Riches.
I'm listening.
And just kind of, like, wave them around the guard's face.
Yeah, just, like, staring. Just entirely, entirely out of
your face. Where's your anger?
Entranced by wealth.
Like, they're so lost tripping.
And just, like, dropping coins in their hand and then pulling out more from, like, somewhere and... sparkle.
Yeah. Rise.
Think about the fact that
rise.
Our hands 20 feet hold
coins.
Where's your rage?
But hold. The coins are in our hands.
Yes, I definitely understand you. And in our hearts.
I have a head, and the coin has a smaller one.
I forgot, we're all high, right? Yes, a smaller, many heads for the many thoughts in your head. Here, have some more coins.
Yeah, that just happens.
The Badlands. Legend has it that beneath the dust, something old and powerful still whispers to any gunslinger foolish enough to listen. One day, aboard a doomed train into the wastes, three unlucky travelers hear that call. A runaway socialite, a shapeshifting bounty hunter, and a retired thief turned family man. Will our outcasts find what they're looking for?
I mean, we're already here, let's have a little fun.
You really went in there, guns blazing.
I thought that was the plan.
My potions are miraculous.
I thought we were being quiet.
Oh, Stump only has one volume, sorry.
Wild roses grow out of his mouth, having filled his lungs.
What's happening out there?
Violence.
Find out on Mage Hand High Five.
Yeah, is the carriage locked?
It is.
I assumed.
Yeah.
Can I just, if it's literally, if everyone is so distracted,
mm-hmm.
It's just a game of as quietly as possible, unlock the carriage.
Basically.
Leave. I'm just trying to not be seen.
Okay, so give me a flashback to what's prepared you for this moment. If only you knew someone.
I was going to say, if only I knew a locksmith and we talked about it ahead of time. Yeah, no, I hit up my buddy Frake.
Sure.
Frake. That's his name right here in my character sheet. I didn't even do that.
Who might argue? It just comes with Frake?
Yeah, it's Frake a locksmith.
Wow. Every Blade of the Dark came, you get your own free Frake.
and that's a Blade of the Dark guarantee. Yeah, I hit up my buddy Frake, and I haven't had a reason to pick locks in a long time. So I...
Oh,
hey, that's a good thing.
Nostalgic.
I need new tools. I need a refresher lesson because I need to be able to pick locks very quickly.
Yeah, it's just, you just haven't been by in a while.
Yeah, no, and are you mad at me?
I'm not mad. It's just, I don't know. I feel like you only ever hit me up when you want to like pick locks, you know?
And when do you hit me up, right? Like,
I don't know where you live. I don't think I'm allowed
to tell you.
Like, I try, but I don't see you out. You're really good at like the sneaky stuff, but
Thank
I don't like
you.
You don't go to like the farmer's market. You don't hang out at the pub.
No.
You don't play lacrosse-ker. You don't go to the games.
Still not clear what lacrosse-ker is. People keep saying it around me as though it's a word, and it's not.
It's sports.
It's
sport.
It's always sports.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's just like, I mean, I don't mind. It's like,
it
I'm
sounds
a
like you
fan.
Mind, Frank.
Oh, I don't know. I just, you're
no, just, and I don't want you to be mad at me. Okay, all right, back up. Reverse.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to apologize.
No, I'm sorry. Sorry. Can I have a good lockpick, please?
Yeah, no, you can have a lockpick. It's just that I, yeah, no, it's fine. It's just business.
No, and I,
it's just, it's fine. That's
you're
it.
You're mad at me.
Well, I'm not mad. It's just like, I don't know. I you just seem kind of cool, and I don't, everyone always finds me and they're like, hey, can you pick this lock? Or can you give me stuff to pick a lock? And
this is stressful for me.
And it's fine. It's just all I do is pick locks, you know?
No, and you're a multifaceted being, and I'm
it's
really
like no one
sorry.
Picks me.
Oh my god.
Frank.
You two together?
I haven't known him in 3 weeks. Listen, okay. I gotta do this thing with the thing I need to pick locks for.
Yeah.
Okay. After that, man, do you want to come with me and Quinn for a drink sometime?
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
Have you met Quinn?
No, actually, you've talked about her a lot.
Meet Quinn.
Love to meet Quinn.
Quinn's the best.
Great.
Sick. Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's cool. No, I come on strong. I know.
No,
I'm like not really great at like, you know, meeting people
no,
and friends.
It's your
and stuff. You can have whatever you
the
want.
The way you are. Anything I want.
Yeah.
Don't offer me that. Give me some boundaries, Frank.
Okay. Here, you just need good lockpicks.
I need like a really good one that'll be fast and quiet.
Okay. Well, the best lockpick, you got to know how to use it. So we'll do the refresher thing.
Sick.
Questions.
Guide my hand
you ask
your hands.
Me. Yeah. It'll be like, you ever see the play Ghost?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. No, we'll get it, and then we'll go out for drinks or not. It's chill.
You and me, and also Quinn.
And also Quinn. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. So you learn how to pick lots.
What?
What role would you like to make for that? I think you could argue for study or finesse or maybe something else I'm not thinking
between
of.
Between those two, let's go with finesse, huh?
Yeah, let's do finesse.
That'd be great for me.
It's two ones.
Oh,
it's two
my.
Ones, actually.
Okay, so...
Is Frank sabotaging me?
No, Frank... Yeah, this is all a front. No, I couldn't do that to you, and I couldn't do that with Frank.
Well,
I love
maybe,
him too much.
You know,
I've had Frank for so long.
Conversations a different way. You had Frank for so long.
Yeah, it's just I've really grown attached to Frank as a character.
Yeah.
So I think what's happened here is the classes go pretty well.
Great.
It's pretty solid.
Yeah.
But you still haven't jumped super far ahead, and as you're here in the moment, you're actually thinking about that conversation with Frank does actually stress you out quite a bit. Like, and you're thinking about that because you're like in the moment and then you remember like you have to take Frank out for drinks with Quinn.
I'm all of a sudden like, oh, fuck, did he mean something else?
Yeah.
I might have read that social situation wrong.
Yeah. And now you're just questioning
I'm
yourself.
Thrown off.
And it takes you a little bit, and your lockpick kind of breaks in the lock. And the magic user in the front of the carriage who does not see you, you all realize seems unaffected by the magical trance powder and is not amused by the fireworks display and is beginning to dismount to approach you, Quinn.
I would like to flashback to a plan B that was enacted because of being like, okay, what if the lock picking doesn't work? And you're like, of course it's going to work. And I was like, but what if it doesn't? And if it doesn't and something happens,
take too stress.
I wanted Dash to dash in as the protector.
Well, I have a gun.
Fake.
I have a concealed
pistol. That's plan C.
If I see someone walking towards me, I see my twin stressed out.
You don't see your twin self.
Yeah,
so
okay.
You're in front of the carriage.
Yeah. If I see
here,
Aster, I'm pulling
you
the
gun. You can't see Aster. Aster's on the back end of the carriage.
And we did that for a reason, because of
We know how you because every time in the planning, you were like, and that's when I shoot. And everyone's like, no.
Not very goddess-like to just whip out a gun. I'm gonna
Dash would stage tackle you as if it was part of the plan. And then from the crowd we would scream, give it to the goddess, the key must be safe.
Oh like I'm working against you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay.
That's fucking good.
That is real good. That feels like Sway feels very deception heavy. If you want to argue for something else, you can.
Sway is my best.
Okay.
I would like to get a bonus die and push myself for it.
Ooh, what is pushing yourself?
I take two extra stress.
You're going to get two stress for this anyway.
And so I'm going to take
one stress for this anyway.
So I'm going to take more stress because this is plan B is happening. And so I'm going to start rustling the crowd and be like, oh my God, give the key. Like, and I'm a little jazzed about it because also my plan B looks like it might work. And I'm very excited.
Because the whole time we were like, we don't need a plan B.
You're like, we've got this. I've been with Frank for weeks.
Everyone thinks I'm a ditz, but the plan B is coming. Okay, I hope these are good die. I want this die. Because for some reason, my soul says yes. Five.
Okay.
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 And I'm taking three stress.
You are taking three stress. Okay. So, as soon as this happens, it breaks. You clock it immediately. And you just mouth plan B.
Is that the signal?
No, the signal, it's like, I'm by the tree, I start hitting a full sprint,
jacket.
I ditch it, and I go, it's go time, jacket.
Yeah!
And we're going. I tag you, you go one way, you're going in for the tackle, I go the other way, and I'm rustling in the crowd, and I'm just like, the goddess must save the key, someone's
stop,
trying.
Fiend! Full fiend. Body linebacker.
You cannot say that to Tifa.
Wow!
Miscreant, then.
Wow! Oh my god, we just...
Mistake of racism.
The real scourge was prejudice.
Which
all
was
along.
Plan C. Get the crowd riled up about.
Hey, yo, you can't.
Yo, you can't say that.
No, plan C was the gun.
Plan C was the gun.
Full linebacker.
Yo, you can't do that here. Not in my country. Okay. We're better than this.
Are we?
So I get tackled to the ground.
Full linebacker tackle. Just
it's supposed to be a stage tackle, but how accurate is the stage of it?
I get a little overzealous into the role.
You're caught
so.
Up in the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know how to like fall safely, but it's harder when there's a large person fully slamming you.
Okay, I want to do something that isn't just sway, because we roll sway for everything. Is there something, I don't want to penalize you if sway is your best thing.
I'm saying that he's very, very dedicated to this. I'm so probably skirmishing.
Skirmishing
or wreck.
Cool. Like that. Because it's close combat and it's brawling and wrestling. So I think doing an effective combat is
wrestling. This is like a wrestling. Like making sure everyone lands safely.
It's like wrestling, like pro wrestling, where it's like it's for show, but you do need to like be on top of your shit.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So hopefully,
if you don't roll well, you might get injured.
No. It's a skirmish.
It's a skirmish.
It's a squirmish.
Squirm.
Hey, well, you called
skirmish.
Him
a six. Hey! Oh no.
That's good.
Good or bad.
And that's controlling the situation.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the six is reflective of the outcome, not just like your brute strength.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. I was afraid that was just going to be six in damage in terms of, okay.
No.
Yeah. We've done this correctly.
You kill me.
Then I know everyone. Yeah, this is executing the plan, so no additional strain here.
Love
what you are going, you run and apprehend Aster by just tackling him
He's
to the ground.
He's always getting the short end of this.
You do, however, sort of like cushion it with like your outer arm when he falls, so it doesn't like hit your neck into the pavement.
That's good.
We do a little like head cradle moment in there.
Yeah.
Here you go.
But it's like very dramatic. Yeah. Like in a really
doesn't
butch,
like
tough way. Yeah.
I have apprehended the thief.
You got me.
That was the plan, right?
Yes. And we had discussed previously that if anyone was to, you know, take the thief away, you will take care of it. That way you don't get apprehended by sitting
there. Yeah, I was going to say, it's like, if there's any guards that move on it and it gets, like, too heated, we have made...
Stop!
Oh.
You can't
threaten them with violence. We have, like, a hidden, like, sewer grate next to things that you can slip into and then
we're gonna divine goddess snap you and so we're gonna like disappear in a puff.
And I have smoke bombs.
Bring me the boy. A puff of smoke and corn.
So what you're saying is that you have already Jesus Christ. Sorry.
That's all right.
I'm moving this so I can't.
Amen.
So what you're saying, if you've already planned to execute this at the specific moment where you are near a sewer grate that you can open strategically and smoke bomb your way through.
For you to slip into.
Okay. I would love that to be a flashback with a strain.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's grand.
And then, or a stress, sorry. And then that's planning.
Yeah, so I got... in my bandolier, I think I like set up like a smoke bomb type thing that I gave to you to like execute at the perfect time. So
nice.
Are we doing the divine intervention? like where it looks like you're like, yeah. Be gone! And then you, because you're trying to steal the key.
Yeah.
And then you slip away. Yeah. Okay, so it
and
looks
before
like.
Before we slip away, I'm naturally going to say, the key is not safe. The goddess must protect the key. And then.
The goddess must protect. The goddess must protect. The crowd is getting
going. The goddess must protect.
Right.
The goddess must protect.
Right.
The goddess must protect.
Right.
Goddess must protect.
Okay, I. Bring me the key. So, okay.
So I'm making this look like a ray of holy light has like, yeah. taken them as you slip
I've
into the
been
sewer.
I've smited where I stand.
Yeah.
Bring
so
me
I've
the
set
boy
that up. I built that on the bandolier, like I made it the alchemical concoction, and then I gave it over.
Okay.
To use right now for this slipping into the thing.
Oh, okay. Is this going to me to?
So what is that then?
Well, I can forge.
I think this is less about your ability to make the thing and more the ability to pull off the timing of all of this. There are several things that need to happen all at once.
Okay. Could I argue like studying the road maps?
I have
like
blueprints. Can I use those?
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
So there's actually some teamwork that you could do.
Yeah.
If you want to assist
a teammate.
Yeah, you can
to
give Robin an extra 1D. You will take one stress to do so.
Perfect.
And only one person can assist a roll. You might also suffer the consequences of the roll. I don't think, well, it depends. So you can get an extra die to this.
Awesome.
As you have acquired the blueprints beneath the city to time this strategically and also, like, go and outfit the, like, little sewer cover to make sure you can, like, stage trapdoor
it. So we can specifically slip in.
Yeah.
So are we playing this as study and
study
I get an additional?
With a die,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, awesome, awesome, awesome.
Best plan ever.
Excellent improvisation. Yeah,
six.
Woo. Okay. So with... With a six, as soon as, gosh, what happens? Here's what happens. Aster hits the ground. You hand up. The crowd erupts. What did they say? What was it? What were we just chanting?
The like, goddess must
the goddess
protect.
The goddess must protect. The goddess must protect.
The goddess must protect.
You, Aster, at hearing this, knowing full well we are on plan D or so, all you remember is I'm supposed to like pull this thing. Mm-hmm. And as you do, a ray of light bursts forth, temporarily blinding you a little bit.
Sucks.
I'm
going to grab her by the scruff and hold my sword up to the
You grab him and slide over to the manhole cover that you know you need to get underneath. Mm-hmm. You do in a, like, 1.5 seconds max of this explosion of light. Quinn is standing there.
The way your face goes, like, blank is really getting me.
The fiend, sorry.
The voice is so fucking funny.
You can't say that.
The culprit has disappeared. Suddenly, the crowd is chanting. Most of the guards are a little confused. Some of them have rushed to where you are, to where the thief previously was, and the attempted thief, and it is gone. Some people are trying to quell the crowd, and an enterprising person says, "The goddess must protect!" And people start charging the carriage to break into it to free the key.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Go forth. Go.
Yeah.
We didn't even
I'm
need
just
to
in
like
that crowd.
Switch.
I want to know I am within that crowd to make sure the crowd doesn't get carried away and take
yeah,
me.
As yeah. someone like, you know, they managed to through brute force break in as they pull the key, you like grab it and like usher it toward the goddess and it starts to pass through their way.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes and it's someone runs into your hands and says, "Save us from being poor."
I take the key.
Take this wealth. Make more.
I tap them
trickle
on
down
the forehead. Nothing happens, but it's that placebo effect.
Yeah.
You've been blessed. Thank you, my child.
I will slip like some of the fake coins like into their bag with like slight
hands.
So they like feel it.
Check your pockets.
Nice.
Yeah, and they do, and they say, "The goddess provides." The goddess provides.
And so now you have another problem. You have the key. You have a crowd of people, and they're all, like, wanting more of the goddess. You have the thing you came for. Now what?
Wait, hold on. We have a backup key.
Which we no longer need.
Here's the thing. But the thing is, if they expect us to walk with a crowd to the place, this is us talking in the flashback. If they expect us to walk with the key to the place, we need to switch the key while it is in the divine hands.
I have an idea and I would like to flashback.
Yes.
As it turns out, so once we have the key, we still have to pretend to take it, right?
Yes.
What if you just pocket the key and I reemerge as my glorious self and usher the key in the goddess's wake? The fake one, of course.
But it looks like magic.
I've reappeared. And also I get to share the glory.
Absolutely.
Love that.
Also feels like sway, which is fine. Mm-hmm.
Sway with me.
Oh, you will take one straight. Is it stress or strain? Stress.
Stress.
For your flashbacking.
Six.
Okay.
Boom.
Huge.
Yeah, and the flashback, as you guys are talking about, okay, so once we get the key, then how do we stash the key?
Okay, so I have reappeared, and then I have in the goddess's wake with the key, and you just kind of like...
Yeah, you approach the goddess, you kind of clear a path, you have your cutlass, yes?
Yes.
So you're kind of like brandishing it in a flourish just to like get some space around you. It's not safe, but you know, it is very showy and fun. And you look really cool doing it. So as you do that, you approach the goddess and hold your hands out. And what you do is place the key in his hand and... You swipe it across your pocket and switch it very briefly as you're doing it, like in and out of the sleeve kind of situation.
Close up magic.
That's so now, David Blaine.
You have the real key. You have the fake on a pedestal.
I thought it was the other way.
Well, since he is showing the key out big and loud, I assume that's the vibe.
Could we then palm the real key to our thief now that our thief is hiding?
The thief is underground.
Yeah, but if somebody can get it from Quinn.
Yeah.
Well, could you, like, come back out dressed as someone else with, like, a mustache and then, like, blend
I have a fine disguise kit. Okay. And because I'm within the crowd,
He has a fine shadow cloak.
Between the fine shadow cloak and the fine disguise kit, it's like I go over the sewer and I'm, like, dropping things down the grate. Like,
As the crowd moves forward, you activate the trap door, you drop a couple things. You put on your fine cloak and
the fake mustache.
That's it. That's all you need.
And it works so good.
I'm right out my horns and I look just like the goddess.
They can't profile you.
We have the same face too.
That's illegal. Don't worry about it. and so you go with your disguise and you walk in the crowd.
Yeah. The goal, I guess, is going to be to try and like bump into Quinn so we can do like one last pass.
Yeah. And the crowd is circling because they love
the crowd
Quinn
is circling.
So much.
You're keeping people pretty far away.
And they're looking at that key and not at the goddess right now.
Yeah.
You bump into Quinn. This should be something.
That'd be the finesse.
Mustache on you.
Finesse?
Yeah.
It's the only way I can have one. Shut mustache up. On. It'll go away in 20 minutes.
Is this like a flashback plan?
Yes.
Someone
should probably be taking
it. Do you want to start straight? Do you want to like push yourself to get an extra D6 on
push
that?
Push yourself.
Yeah, probably. You need to take a couple of stress for
take
this.
Take too much plus stress. I don't think I need a devil.
I haven't taken that much stress. I'm feeling good.
So I'll get an extra D6. That'll bring me up to 3. So hopefully not get all ones this time.
Hey!
6 in there!
So with that, you're very stressed out.
Yeah,
wow. It's a lot of work. And as soon as you're walking, you remember the fact that your only disguise is a fake mustache. It kind of gets to you, but it doesn't break your resolve at all.
Nice.
And you all are walking, people looking at the key, also looking at the goddess. You are able to cross behind Quinn with a slight bump and palm the key underneath your big cloak.
Awesome.
And you disappear back into the crowd. Tea. Now here's where it gets interesting.
Oh no.
You have a huge progression. Things have already gone off plan. Mm-hmm. You have a huge procession. There was a disruption. Even though everyone in the immediate area was stalled, was tranced or what have you, there are certainly people down, like someone knows that something has happened. Mm-hmm. And so they've decided to investigate what is happening. And who better?
No.
To handle
Miss.
The high priest is the one whose whole job is ensuring a peaceful transition of power, who's directly connected to one of the goddess of an administrative god. And so as you begin moving, everyone cheering, you have the fake key in tow. You all see down the street, there is a priestess figure who is not stopping the procession, is not trying, understands that the crowds are very activated and incredibly emotive state and doesn't want to cause anything that might lead to, you know, a further disruption in maybe a bad way. Right now, they're amenable and people seem to be excited, but wants to know what's going on. So she begins walking toward you.
What's a priestess to a god?
What's a priestess to a 20-year-old girl with no plans?
Who don't believe in anything.
I wasn't ready for this.
Okay, she's walking towards me or towards the crowd?
She's walking toward all of you just to get an idea of what is happening.
She
here.
Slept with the person that's holding the fake key.
Yeah, and the thing is, not only has she sure slept with them, but she knows who you are. Yeah. And that's not really helping you in this scenario.
Here's the thing. What plan does everyone have?
Oh, shit.
Is this when we go to plan C?
This is where my natural suave and charm comes in, and also ability to bullshit my way out of any unfortunate betting situation.
Do we know her name?
Mrs. Maybe she just didn't know that this is your job.
Oh, I got
it. We can talk to her about her divorce.
Yeah.
Mrs. Yeah. Five.
Like, five stress.
We just throw doctor at the front.
Can I set up a team member?
We just throw doctor at the front.
Can I set up a team member and have him put in front? I want to set just up Dr. Sarcophagy.
Wait, what if we flash back and the discussion was, if she shows up, you just show her the signed papers and distract her.
Oh, if she shows up, you have to get officially divorced. Yeah. That's the point.
And then we just book it.
And we book it.
So, okay.
Yeah, like
so it's us
up.
Five. My therapist is also there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be the role of the therapist.
Do I have to roll to set up?
It just says you can do it.
So our crew is a shadow crew, so thieves and spies. One of the contacts on here is one of our contacts on here, can we just have a contact be
your therapist?
My therapist.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
It's actually a group therapist. So that's one of the things that's really nice about Malum and the way the Guild of Guilds is set up is even though you're not technically a member, you do have some provisional memberships as you're approaching it. So this like therapy is actually covered by the union that you're a part of.
Yeah.
Nice.
Lovely. So they specialize they have a lot of discretion. Clint, so you don't have to worry about that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
we know. I don't believe in that.
The plan is that we do this big god show and then we're able to pick the lock and then switch out the key.
Yeah.
If that fails, you are going to tackle you.
Yeah.
And then...
Precisely.
And then you are going to pretend to be killed by God, who is you. Pretend to be killed by God is plan... Is the second
That's
plan.
That's the plan same B. plan, where I get tackled, this is the and same. Then I am and immediately then you, killed by Quinn.
Yes.
I would never.
But just for pretending.
No, not in real life.
Yeah, I'd kill everyone in this room first.
Yeah, but it's fake, darling.
You.
It's fake. It's
and
not
are
real.
You?
Okay.
And then you palm the key off and then run away because hopefully the crowd will get the crowd riled up and then we will be like, we need to deliver the key.
Yeah.
And then hopefully that works. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't, my wife will probably be the one who will who will need to inspect.
I have a gun
because shortly before our separation, she joins the priesthood. And then...
Yeah, I was...
She asked if your wife would die if she shot her with a gun.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not.
Sometimes it's like a 70-20 ratio.
It depends where you shoot her with the gun.
I didn't finish school because my parents.
And then, right, go ahead. If my wife is there,
I could seduce her again.
No, okay, I would rather sign the divorce papers. Yeah. If I sign the divorce papers,
yeah,
you promise not to fuck my wife again, please.
I will try.
Just promise.
Then
just
I will try.
Fine, I promise. It's fine. Wasn't that
he
good, anyways.
Okay.
Not to fuck your wife after she's divorced.
Fine, okay. I promise. I keep, and I always keep my word.
If you remember.
But you forget your word.
If I remember who she is this time, we could, and who you are.
We could tattoo it on him. Maybe just
yes.
do a little.
Have you seen the play Memento? Where... We could do that, maybe.
Do not fuck
I think I saw it.
And then get a picture of her tattoo.
Yeah.
It's a picture of someone's face will really help the situation. Yeah.
We'll get a portrait of her face with a big red X over it.
Do not fuck.
You don't even have to remember how to read. It's just pictures.
Yeah.
That's
fair. But if you sign the divorce papers...
And then if the worst comes to worst,
yeah,
I will sign the divorce papers. I do not intend to give her them. I will only give them to her if there is no other choice.
Right. Flash 2.
Yeah. Everyone's like, and the chances of this happening are so low.
Don't even worry about it.
The therapist is so confused about what to say in response to that.
Yeah.
But decides that it may be technically progress.
Fine. I imagine I take stress.
Yes, you do.
So, cut to current modern day.
Yeah.
Yes.
The crowd's moving forward.
Yeah.
I see... On this, like, long road.
Slight incline.
Yes. My separated wife.
Yeah.
On the top. And I think, as the crowd is, like, moving in this line, I want to, like, run ahead a little bit. Papers in hand, like I'm a newsboy delivering news of the World War.
Sure.
Mizzy, I am so sorry.
What is going on?
The goddess of luxury, they came down and I realized that I have not been living in luxury and I have been stopping you from the same luxury. I have signed the papers, divorce papers. Please let me see my children again.
This, and kind of looks out at the crowd of people slowly approaching.
Goddess must protect. The goddess must protect.
A lot to process.
This is our cue.
But I don't know what to say. I didn't think you were ever going to do this. I mean, it really means a lot. I know things didn't...
Shh, shh, shh. Missy. I have missed... You, Missy, every day in these past 35 years since we have not seen each other. I have friends who I've been seeing a therapist after you've been telling me to see a therapist this whole time.
Yeah, for a long time.
And my friends, they were saying, why is there no pictures of your family in your house? And I keep telling them, it's because all the photos degraded. But that was a lie. It's because I keep them all in my room, in my bedroom. I fall asleep to pictures of you and the kids. I have never taken another lover, and I know you haven't. That's fine.
It's been 35 years.
It's been 35 years. I know. I appreciate, again, we talked about this literally yesterday where my therapist said, this is on you. This is a...
Yeah.
Yes.
How does they do that?
That's so familiar.
I don't know why. But I hope that as we can move forward and just like for the next, like if you have anything to say, please do whilst looking at me. I'm going to walk slightly behind you.
Okay, we're turning.
I am walking. I've been pacing in a very dramatic, like, I love you so much way. And now...
Now you're walking backwards and I'm walking forwards. Back
well, I think I can stop. Rise. Just like... Look
at I'm looking at you.
Yes.
And
the goddess must protect.
The goddess must protect. I see you, Doctor. There was a lot of things that went wrong in our relationship. Yes. And with the kids who are adults, you can see them whenever you want. They're fully adults.
Yes, I know. They will not return any of my letters.
Yeah, okay. So I think there's a lot of things that we both need to work on. I don't know if... Mm-hmm. I'm not going to dive into anything with you. I feel like these papers were a really good first step. So thank you for that. But... This is just one thing. This is one step forward after many, many steps back. I'm glad you're in therapy, but
another step forward. That's two.
Two steps forward. Yeah. I'm glad you're keeping score. This is something I really appreciated back when we were married. But I see that you're making an effort and I want to recognize that.
Yes.
And I do think this will be good for you too.
Yes, I hope so. Okay, so that's one, that's three. I count the... So as we go therapy, we have the voice papers, and then also you said that, you know, I'm making the effort.
Yes.
So that's three steps forward.
Right. We haven't spoken in almost decades.
Okay, so that's a step back for you, because I've been reaching out, so...
Okay. What? How is this going in your mind?
I can't... This is going... Exactly how I pictured it, because you've always been like this, like ever since we were married in the first place. It's you don't appreciate the steps forward that I am making, and
right, but you're not entitled to anything because you're making an effort.
No, but I am entitled to an effort.
You're entitled. You're not actually entitled to.
We need to leave right now.
I don't even want it to be romantic. It was always work. You were always focusing on work and away for long days.
I was always focusing on work. You.
I was also focusing on work. But that means the kids were just at home and there was no one looking at them.
Stop! Yeah! Who are you?
Sorry, you triggered some childhood stuff. We're gonna go.
What?
That was a lie. And then I pulled her away. She didn't mean it. No gun.
Are we just running now?
Yeah, she is fully not plugged into whatever is happening there. Yeah. You are approaching the city at some point. Some other emissaries from the Guild of Guilds approach you, and they're like trying very hard to like keep the crowd happy and say, thank you to the goddess for protecting the key. Could we perhaps take it safely?
Already dragging you away. You are not putting it anyway.
Here you are. The key.
And I'm putting coins in their pockets as that happens, so they feel extra blessed.
Yeah. Okay. Just okay.
The goddess has protected the key.
Great. We love when the goddess protects the key, and now we're gonna protect it all the way to the ceremony.
Okay. Bye.
You all disappear.
Farewell.
It goes up to the ceremony. You are having a heated conversation with your officially ex-wife.
Yes.
You two have just
bounced. And you want to know what's fucking crazy? I have the key.
You do.
As I'm booking it away, just like, Missy, write me.
And then... The key. So before we jump to what you all are individually doing after, where you regroup or not, whatever happens, the key that was taken up to the processional.
Yeah,
they present it. There's this whole thing. They have another like a faux carriage because there's this whole thing with like the carriages where they reveal which one actually had the key. People, you know, do all their bets or like whatever. There's a whole like rigmarole to get it up there, and the king is waiting there next to Sean Locke, and they give the key to the king, who presents it to Sean, who then takes the key and holds it up. Does it always feel that? I was expecting it to, like, feel. And the king's like, no, it should definitely, you should be feeling something. And it's like, I don't think it's working. And then they kind of smile, look at the crowd, and he goes, huzzah! And then the crowd cheers, and they do the things that they kind of exchange some worried glances, but they're going to play it off and figure out what happens later. Sure, it means nothing.
Could mean nothing.
So now, as you all, what is happening here? What are you doing immediately after? What's the rendezvous plan?
We don't need to see these people ever again, actually.
Kind of the cool part about this is we don't need to see them ever again.
I think
I didn't mean to call you a fiend. It was kind of a heat in the moment.
You ever
kind
say of, that word again?
Fair. How about a drink?
Yeah.
Because if there is an official, like, rendezvous plan, you two have the key and are together. Do you come to the rendezvous?
That's the question.
Because we don't.
You don't have to. You have the key.
Do you run away to Hyrenor with the key?
Well, we were going to run away to Hyrenor at the end.
Anyway.
We have the key. This might be magic. Here's the thing.
Okay.
Tile's an expensive place to live.
It is.
And we don't have any money.
None.
Not a single
And I heard you guys wanted to get into, like, some entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
You're going to need some startup capital.
And my girlfriend's
upset at me. Like, Wormbrook.
Yeah, you're going to tell me all about that later.
Okay.
But if we
pawn
it.
Yeah.
If we pawn it here in Malum, they could find it again.
Yeah, but if we go back home.
I'm saying if we wanted to say we're not fucking them over forever. If we pawn it here, they could conceivably find it again.
That's true. Okay, well, let's pawn it. I already packed up all our stuff days ago.
You're so smart.
Yeah. So, who
are you going to, like, pawn it to? Do you know Offense? Do you know someone who might know Offense?
Do I? Hold on. No. Do you?
Bear with me now, babe.
Anyone with connections to the criminal underworld, perhaps?
I know. What if I add something?
What are you adding now at the very end?
I know an information broker.
Yeah?
That's close enough.
Yeah.
I think, to a pawn
shop. Well, that's somebody they could probably get it to somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're our middleman.
So they're your middleman to
Salia.
Your fence.
Salia is my information broker. Okay. I get my, leads
from
them.
Sorry to everyone else at the table.
We know plan E that this was gonna happen, and we are the person they're pawning it off to with my daddy's money.
Quinn's plan G was setting
Salia.
It up.
Yeah.
You also know Salia. It's me in a mustache with a bunch of money being like, go have fun, and I get the key.
I think this entire time you've met with Salia a few times, like one of your first people you met in a week. It's just been her in a mustache the entire time.
I'm sorry.
What if you had a twin?
Here's the thing, I do.
You think it's Kaylee's twin?
I think it's
you
Kaylee's
always go to twin.
I'm just like, I have a plug, it's my twin. And it's you.
So as soon as this ends, you are like, we gotta get out of town. I have my stuff. We're gonna hook up with my friend Salia. Mm-hmm. She's gonna take care of us.
Which is funny, because you're thinking you're betraying us to my twin.
The irony.
This is better, right? Because we could take the key all the way to take it somewhere else.
And that would actually cause some severe geopolitical strife.
I don't know that.
You don't know that.
Yeah.
And it doesn't affect me at all.
Yeah. Okay, so we bring it to Salia.
Yeah.
It's very expensive.
This looks very expensive.
It is.
Sorry.
This looks very expensive.
Yeah.
What do you think it's worth? Starts looking at it.
What are we saying? 20,000.
I want to hold it up.
Yeah.
In the pose and say huzzah.
You feel like a little tingle of something, and then it stops as if it is. There's something missing here, but it is. You definitely feel like a magical aura that wants to emanate from it, but you are not the right person to receive it.
Well, it is the real thing. how much is this actually worth?
I mean, it's kind, that's like saying, like, how much is the Liberty Bell worth? Like, I mean, yeah, you could melt it down for gold. It is an extremely magical artifact, and it is of such symbolic significance. It is hard to put a price on it.
It would be like a, like, head of a gang collector, like, would spend a lot of money for it, probably.
Yeah, like
Hunter is coming to mind, and I was just like, "There's an underground ring."
I don't know that shit.
What was our plan to do with this anyway?
We didn't have.
Well, of course, of course we did.
Here's the thing: is you just need to prove that you could have stolen it to the Thieves Guild.
Yeah.
So you could just give it to them and put it back if you wanted to. You could keep it forever. They're bound not to tell anyone.
Yeah.
But like, you could any amount. Like, you couldn't really go too high.
Yeah. So knowing I have the money and knowing that's honestly probably could be low, but works.
Yeah.
We'll
definitely worth more than 20.
1,000%.
It's just the biggest number you know.
And it's just like the key, and then it's just like, yes. And then puts it into like a big safe, keeps it on the table so you know it's not being taken away. So it's just like this little briefcase. Brings out another briefcase.
Yeah.
Unlocks that. Brings it up, turns it around. It says the number in like parchment fine writing, 20,000. That's exactly what I was thinking. And it's because earlier I had insinuated that it was worth about that. Because I've been planning.
Inceptioning me, so I think it's my idea.
Yeah. No, I've been saying it's 15, but I bet you could get a loser to do 20.
My God. Oh, Quinn doesn't know that.
You take the briefcase?
Oh, yeah.
Pleasure doing business.
Right.
Let's get out of here. We're going to buy a boat, I think.
I think we should buy a boat and a gun and a house. And maybe I can get a dog.
Okay, so dog. Dogs can be free. That's fine.
You gotta feed it and stuff, you know?
Yes, you do.
Vet bills.
Oh my gosh. Wow. We could get higher education.
Hi.
That's true. I'm not gonna do that.
You then run off with the game.
No, I want this for the guild.
Yeah.
But after we show it off to the guild, I, being the one who like put the money in for it, wanted it because the plan is my ex-boyfriend. We know this because we all come to my therapy as well.
Yeah. Every therapist is group therapy.
You're not my ex.
Oh, okay, good.
Like, one time, but it's fine.
But,
okay. No, my big ex, the reason that I, you know, went from petty crime to bigger crime is because he kind of wanted to be a bit of the politician. He wanted to be the guild. He may have the last name Locke. So he wanted the real key, and I wanted to sabotage that. And so I want the key to rub it in his face years down the line.
Long game.
Long game.
Yeah. Like that.
A little petty. Very petty.
Yeah.
Petty crime.
So you're regaling these two of this.
Yes.
Glowing by the light of your forge in your underground sewer.
Yes. I'm right above the forge holding the key, looking at them being like, and this was my plan.
And you two are fucking all the way off to Tile.
We're going back home. Yeah.
And that's Lock and Key. Thank you so much for listening to this exemplary showcase of the power of Blades in the Dark. Do we close out or do we say bye?
Nope. Thank you so much for watching. Unprepared Casters, colon, Lock and Key. We'll catch you next time. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to all of Lock and Key, our first foray into Blades in the Dark. I hope you loved it. We had a blast. If you're wanting to hear more from us, you can always find us over on our Patreon, patreon.com/unpreparedcasters. I'm asking for some homebrew item submissions for the first time in quite some time over there. I'm very excited about it for a secret upcoming thing. Don't ask me more questions about it. It's secret. If you wanted to find us also other places and you wanted to be able to type in at unprepared casters to find us, you would have to be on Instagram, Threads, or Blue Sky. So if you're on any of those three, we're at Unprepared Casters. If you're feeling a little more fun, a little more flirty, a little shorter, a little more succinct, and you want to do at Unprep Casters, you can only find us that way on Twitter. I'm so sorry. And on YouTube, which you may already be on watching this with your eyeballs, as previously mentioned, we're Unprepared Casters over there as well. And if you wanted to wear Unprepared Casters on your body, hold it in your hands, you can do so from our merch store, unpreparedcasters.com/shop. Because we be shopping. If you want to find Amelia, who is, of course, our illustrious runner of the game for this two-shot, you can do that most places at Amelia Somm, or you can go to links.ameliasomm.com. What an organized gentleman. If you'd rather find me, you can find me at WhipJack, W-H-I-P, Jack, over on TikTok. You can find me at WhippedJack, W-H-I-P-P-E-D, Jack, over on Twitter. Or if you wanted me to be Haley WhipJack, my full legal Christian name, Haley WhipJack on Instagram and on YouTube. And of course, we could never do these sorts of things without all of our illustrious patrons, and particularly without our $15 and $25 patrons, such as Valerie Ann, Petal, also Dylan, Rebecca Lawton, Caroline, Tali, Cal Neville, Alyssa Bryan, Lacewing Apologist, Abby Greer, Remix City, Celtic Lord of Mice, Jade Crown, Ellen Stanfill, Gandalf the Gay, Andy Rowland, Mage 101, South Space, Silas S., Odd, Pit Pat, Justin Friedberg, Ilya Nepomnishy, Jesse Dubin, and Shill, Derek Rogers, Arcasia Thid, Trace of Silver, Bridget Surdock, Tired Vi, Ryan Meese, AJ Bissinger, Beetle the Bard, Charlie, Jennifer Wilde, Legos Jedi, Espresso, Espresso, Jane, Yoshidas, Daddy Diabetes, King Smiley, Jack Lionheart, Justin, Fungitor.
Oh my fucking god. Oh my god.
Sierra, Aiden Sawood, Alan Beck, Andromeda Blackshire, Kyle Bonial, Beard Acknowledge, Azula's Tale, Stefan Odom, Amalia, My Beauty Pixies in Her Trench Coat, The Empress Mixar, DM Squared, Marky Boy 15, or Baborbor. Andy, Cole, Sherman Manring, Ian Schwartz, Metarapna, Lady Drew, Marigold Morrigan, Rachel Goodman, Nur, The Guy, Grimmy, Cobra 111, Esker, Mary R., Leaf Caliber, Gabriel the Sorcerer, Hollis, Zebby Lown, Pete Alexander, Courtney Danielle, Lucas Gearin, Luminelli, Beckles, Oliver Neville, Feywild 42, Fluffy Socks, Zach, Bucketmaster, Faye Nightshade, Cam Gasicki, AJ Downs, Mitherwine, Alcyon Hero, Bex Rhodes, Annie G. Roo, Caroline Harden, Joey the Dynamo, Landalich, Jenny Waboom, Nicole, TJ Astor, and L. M. Cochran. Thank you all so much.